Once again, hello and welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come spend a little time here in our neck of the woods. In fact, if you go online to visitvalentine.org, you'll find a free Valentine magazine. So, while you're exploring all the things that Valentine and Cherry County has to offer, feel free to take a look at the magazine. And there's a link on there under the menu called Valentine Magazine. So that'll tell you where to get a hold of outfitters, lots of attractions to do, a little history of the area as well. That's all available online. Visit valentine.org.
And let's talk a little about Tri-State Livestock News. Today, they're not flashy or fancy. No, they stick to the basics. They work on what matters most, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers like that. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out, tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
Before we get deep into the good stuff today, just thoughts and prayers going out to the Thomas family of Oneida, South Dakota. Troy Thomas, age 62, many of you in our listening area will know of him from the Thomas cattle fame, had passed away unexpectedly. Funeral services today, Monday, in Oneida for Troy Thomas. Kim, you had something from Chris Isaacs you were going to share today?
Indeed I do. It's called I Never saw the Old West. It was gone before my time. Just the stories told by some old gray-haired men and the memories of those tellers fed dreams for guys like me, helped imagine how it must have been back then. 'Cause I never saw the great cattle drives before fences cut the land, never saw the mighty herds of buffalo, didn't see the Conestoga wagons, nor viewed the rivers flowing free before the dams that all but stopped their flow. The Sioux and the bold Apache, who fought to halt the tide, were gone to reservation for my time. The outlaws and the bad men, the lawmen, bold and brave, were distant memories long before my prime. The stagecoach and wagon train that transported folks and goods were replaced by trains and airplanes in my youth. I was still a young man when Armstrong took that giant leap for mankind and proved that old Jules Verne had told the truth. The Old West was just a memory when I was still a kid. Stories told by old men who'd lived it when still young. They made it come alive for me. And those pictures in my mind that they painted rolled like honey off their tongue. But I was here to see some of the workings before the old ways were all gone. Like a buckboard parked in front of a corner store, with horses standing on three legs, their tails swishing at the flies, while the driver visited friends there by the door. I remember when cattle still had the right-of-way and grazed all up and down the road, when Arizona still had lots of open range, when team roping was still tied down, and we'd never heard of goosenecks and cowboys in town didn't seem so strange. And I saw the glow of a Brandon iron made by mesquite or pinyon coals, long before the days of the noisy butane blast. Calf tables were still some years away, and I thought the tried and true would surely last. But I was looking backwards and trying so hard to hang on to a way of life that was changing every day. The future overtook me, just ran roughshod up my back in spite of anything that I could do or say. And I never saw the Old West. It was gone before my time. Just the stories told by those old gray-haired men, memories for the tellers, dreams for guys like me. And I wish to God those times could come again. Again, Chris Isaacs. I never.
Did you know these things about cats?
Maybe.
Did you know that cats sleep for 70% of their lives?
I believe it.
And teenagers, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Female cats are typically right pawed. Male cats are typically left pawed. I don't know how they know that.
But I don't either. That's interesting.
Cats are more popular than dogs in America. There are 88 million cats versus 74 million dogs. So about a 14 million
lead,
I guess.
Yeah.
In there. Cats make more than 100 sounds. Dogs, only 10.
That's funny.
Owning a cat reduces your heart attack risk by several percentage points.
Well, we better go get one right away.
Better get a cat. Get 10 of them. I don't know.
There you go.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, you can send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at that and then maybe one day feature it right here on an upcoming edition of The Good Stuff.